I went to bed so late last night. I feel like there's no way I would have gotten up this morning if my friend hadn't called me. And honestly, thank God she did. Not because of waking up. Yes, because of that. But also because why did I wake up mad? Like, not like mad, but just like in a mood. Like, I just wanted to call things out and like, you know, not like tap into my mad side, but like not actually mad, just sort of like, ah. And that's fun when you have someone to actually say it to. Like, when you're just, oh, to be fair, it's fun by yourself too. Like, when I when I tap into that and I'm just like talking to myself alone, like, there's something fun about that too, almost because it's just like, this is so funny, like, why am I acting like this? And I woke up and my hair looked crazy, and I feel like it's gonna look good tomorrow because I washed it in the shower. Work was pretty good, you know, I guess. Sometimes I just feel like I've never been worried about my future because, you know, it's all laid out for you through high school at least. And then because of like how college worked out, that was just the obvious choice and all that. But then after college, there's just so many options. And I do feel good about the choice I made, but at the same time, maybe it would have been good to actually look into other things. Like, not even a lot, maybe just a little looking. That wouldn't have hurted. I feel like hurt is one of those words where hurt should be the past and the present word. Because, like, if you say, like, oh, you hurt me, that already happened in the past. Because if you're hurting, that's present. So I guess maybe hurt is the past. It wouldn't have hurt. Oh, yeah. Well, I was right. Okay. I was wrong, but then I was right. So I'll take that. That's balance right there. But, you know, I did my little massage routine again, and I feel like I really should stick with it. Like, it just makes me feel good, looser, calmer. You know, it's like literally releasing tension, like, in the most, I want to say virtual way, but that's like the opposite of what I mean. In the most, like, realistic way, but that's not the word I'm thinking of. Like, it releases tension. Not legitimate, like, opposite of metaphorical. There's metaphorical and there's the opposite of metaphorical, which is, I don't know, anything you want it to be. And that's what a massage is, so there you have it. But no, it was good. And then instead of, like, before, I was brushing my teeth and trying to wait the 20 minutes. Today, I brushed my teeth with 20 minutes left in my episode. So then when it ended, I could finish my brush routine and then do lotion and massage and drink water and get ready for bed. And I listened to, oh, I can't stop listening to the Book of Clarence album. It's just too good. And I was thinking about it. I was like, honestly, because when I hear the songs, like, I try to remember what the movie was, but I can't. Like, honestly, maybe I will go see it again. And then it made me miss when I took my film class. That was one of the best classes ever. And I almost want to, like, email my old professor, like, hey, sorry I never answered your other emails, but I wanted to say that, I wanted to say thank you and I love you and I want to hear your thoughts on the Book of Clarence. And while I'm at it, give me your thoughts on the other Lucky Stain film movie that is called Sorry to Bother You. And I love him. I need to learn how to actually pronounce his name. That's so bad. I'm so embarrassed. That's so bad. Like, where's the respect? But it's just because I only ever see it written. Like, obviously, when I'm watching him, he's playing a character. No one's calling him by his first name. So I need to watch some interviews. yeah, that's the right thing to do, and I'll enjoy it. And I still didn't finish the video that I was supposed to finish. I'm like halfway. But today at work, the reason it was kind of good was because I got to watch TV, and I watched Sister Sister, and it was so funny. Like, I almost felt bad that I was just busting up in the office, but it was just like, whatever, I'm working. And then I also watched an episode of Catfish. That had me cracking up. Sometimes I don't like hearing things at night. It's scary. And, like, once again, I feel like, fuck, I need to lock my door. But, I know it's locked. The extra locks aren't gonna really make a difference because it's already locked. And no one could get up here and no one would want to break in. So, moving right along. I don't know what I was saying now, though. I was talking movies. Which makes me just think of Nicole Kidman's AMC intro. I was thinking about his name. Oh, work. Oh, yeah. So I watched Catfish. It was so funny. Because why was the lady like, oh, like she literally was lying. She was like, honestly, like my feelings are hurt because I really cared about you. And the fact that you weren't more upset, like it feels like you actually never cared. And then they were like, well, you know, this is so interesting. Like, you're trying to make yourself out to be a victim, which is literally what you do. Because she said how she literally was like, yeah, like, I just started talking because I needed money. So, well, yeah, that's why she started talking to him. And then she got money from him and she was dealing with a bunch of people. And, like, she made up the craziest stories to get the money. And they were like, you're a con artist and you're like an expert at playing the victim, like, is that what you're doing? And she was like, fine, you want the truth? I don't care about his feelings at all. Like, I'm worried about taking care of my daughter, so I don't feel bad. That's what a mother does. Like, you would understand if you're a mother. Like, there's no other way. And they're like, wow, you know, like, that's a really good excuse, but you know, you could have just gotten a job. Like, don't try it. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, I don't make excuses. I just take care of business. Like, I loved him. I think his name was Lewis. And then, I guess that was kind of it. So, yeah. And then I watched Supernatural. And, yeah, like, that was a lot. It was good. It was nice. But I kept, you know, never mind. I don't want to get into it, actually. But I feel like I have so much work to do, and I'm gonna complete it all perfectly on time, because, you know, you just do it. When you have work to do, you just do the work. And I'm gonna get so many hours, and then I'm gonna be everyone's favorite. They're gonna be so happy. They're not gonna be mad at me for accidentally wasting money just a little bit. I just made a mistake, and it cost us not a lot, though, so everything's fine, and it's not a big deal, and literally, like $100, don't even stress. But yeah, I want to see the Book of Clarence again, so maybe I'll go tomorrow after work. Like, if I'm good, and if I wake up at a reasonable time, if I go to the gym, because I really should, and if I go to work and get so much work done, then I can go to the movies right after work. And that would make me so happy. But I need that's why I need to go to the gym. I need to go to the gym so that I'll eat breakfast. And yeah. I also, I don't really want to admit this, but I just saw one of the videos on Instagram about doing facial massage. So, you know, I did that today too. And, you know, I feel like, I don't know if it really is gonna work, but it really does make me realize, like, yeah, like, I stretch my body, this and that, but it's hard to stretch your face muscles. The only way to really release the tension there is by massaging them. And it does feel nice, like, who doesn't love a face massage? So, but I was thinking, I was like, I should take a picture of myself in the morning tomorrow, and then compare it with, like, 2 weeks from now. Like, I never do progress pictures, but maybe it's time I start. I feel like, because I forget how consistency really works. Like, and So I feel like knowing I'm taking progress pictures will help me stay consistent and like hold me responsible. It's almost like having an accountability buddy, but instead it's just my camera and my wall just creaked again, and I hate that. And I finished the last of my little pasta dish, so I have to figure out food tomorrow. Obviously, I know what I'm gonna have for breakfast, but dinner, maybe something near the theater. I don't know. If I go, which I hopefully will go because I'm gonna be so good. And then I have groceries getting delivered in 2 days from now, so honestly, I'm set. I'm all good. All set. Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling sleepy now. And thank God, honestly, thank God my friend called me to have me wake up early, or maybe I wouldn't be sleepy right now. And that'd be upsetting, because girls gotta sleep, girls gotta eat, girls gotta sleep, girls gotta drink. Like, girls gotta do drugs. Just kidding. Oh. But when I was massaging my shoulder, like, I had hurt it a couple years ago. And I was like, wait, I feel like there's something wrong with it. And, you know, it just feels so different than my other one. And it just doesn't feel right. Like, I don't know. So it almost makes me want to go to the doctor, but I obviously had gone to my doctor about my shoulder when I hurt it, and he was like, you know, just, like, you're gonna be fine. Like, we don't have to do anything. I just feel like that was wrong, but maybe that's just me being paranoid and crazy, but I don't know. Like, something's off with it, I swear. But I feel like, and that's why I feel like I just need to stretch it and figure it out on my own, because I don't think the doctors would really know anything. And it probably is just a stretching problem. Like, I don't know. And maybe tomorrow at the gym, maybe I'll do a push-up because I haven't done that in so long. And a dead hang. And like one leg dips. And maybe I'll jump around a little because I love jumping around. And honestly, like, I feel like making music isn't hard, you know? That anything's music. Making, like, truly good, great, incredible, amazing music that, like, oh, that, you know, has such a little message or whatever. Like, that is amazing. Like, oh, thank God for people who know how to do that. Makes life so much better. But I also do love, like, listening to anything. Like, even if it's not music, I love listening to people talk. I love listening to, like, random sounds, as long as they're not scary, like my wall when it creaks. And I like listening to running water, duh. And also, I like listening to other people talk. I already said that. Sometimes I like listening to cars. Like, listening is enjoyable. Even I like listening to, like, lights when they're kind of buzzing a little. Like, if I turn on a lamp and it's like zzz, I love that. And but I like everything. I guess there's also things that aren't fun to listen to, like people talk sometimes, you know what I mean. Sometimes depends on the person. Like, listening to someone I love talk, I could just listen and listen and listen until eventually I do get tired. I don't know. As long as they're saying interesting things. But, you know, when you love someone enough, everything they say is interesting. And I'm a lover, not a fighter. So anything anyone says, I just love them. And I love listening because I care about them and I want to know about them. I feel like I only get tired when I feel like they don't, when they, like, wouldn't do the same for me. And, like, some people, I feel like they just couldn't, you know? Like, some people just, they're not, like, like, they get distracted. It's hard for them to stay focused. Like, some people are bad listeners, and I don't hold that against them. I don't love them any less. But other people, like, they could listen if they just, like, cared. But they just don't. Like, you can see, like, you'll see, like, they'll listen to some people, and then other people, they talk, and, like, they just won't even look up off their phone. So I feel like that's when I get a little, like, why am I even listening to you? Like, you don't deserve it. Because honestly, like, if I'm listening to someone, I'm giving my time, energy, brain power. Like, I'm living in their world. So if they wouldn't be willing to live in mine for a little bit, like, that's a little unbalanced. And you know I love balance. But I do feel very at peace right now in this moment. Maybe I'll wake up mad again. Maybe I won't. Hopefully I dream about something cool as hell, like outer space or an amusement park or being a head chef in a restaurant, because that's something I would never do in real life because it seems so hard and I'm not the best chef and I'd be stressed. Like, even playing the, like, cooking dash game stresses me out. I don't remember the exact name, but I did used to like Cooking Mama. So whenever I'm melting butter in my pan and, like, spinning around, I just feel like I'm playing Cooking Mama all over again. They don't make games like that anymore. I mean, it might still be out there, though, so maybe I should look into that. Not that I need another game to be addicted to, but Spades is getting a little old. Like, it's losing the joy, and it's like, I know I'm doing it out of habit. So, something to think about, some food for thought. I should look into finding a card club so I can go play cards with people in real life. That'd be fun. And not a chess club, because I'm bad at chess, and people that are good at it are, like, so good at it. But maybe also word working class, and maybe also a dance class and a self-defense class. And really, I just want to take classes again. So honestly, maybe I should just look into a community college. Like, they tend to offer these things. Oh wait, I would love that. Oh, I love having a little breakthrough before I go to bed. And I was feeling stressed and paranoid earlier for no reason. I was like, but now I remember there's no need for that. Everything is good. And I'm living my life. And yeah, trust the process. We can always pivot. And I think it's time for bed. Good night.